It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Cat missing for 7 years, founded a factory just 300 yards from their home.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate.
Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
We're doing what it says to do. Say hello to Kevin James.
By the way, what did you bring in today, Warren? Yesterday you said, I've got breakfast.
Yeah,
you well,
do.
I brought in some little apple strudel thingies.
Yeah.
I brought in some cinnamon pull-aparts. And some cherry turnovers.
Oh, the cinnamon pull-apart, is that your name for something, or is that the actual name for it? Do we know?
Yeah, it's the actual name. It's what it says on the box.
Oh, I'd never heard that name before. Oh. Had you heard that, Bruce?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, well, not dumb.
you're far from dumb. But...
Uninformed, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cinnamon pull-aparts. Okay, yeah. Anyway, pretty good stuff, Kev.
Yeah, I have a very, very massive tummy ache right now. So
lucky.
It doesn't even interest me.
Oh,
and what I need right now is a remedy for this belly ache.
Oh, gosh, you know what, Kevin? Before you go any further, I meant to mention this earlier, and I neglected to, and that's my bad. Dr. Grumman's birthday's tomorrow.
Oh!
And I was going to earlier today during the 7:30 before we talked about the Parmalee concert say happy birthday to Doc G, but if he's still listening, long-time friend, great man.
Oh, man.
Amazing human being.
Oh, he's a magician.
Mr. $2 bill.
Birthday's tomorrow, and so happy birthday, Dr. G. Adair.
Yeah.
Do we know how many?
I want to say he's 50. I think he's 50.
50 now?
Yeah, he's finally 50.
That's insulting to Doc Grumman.
Okay, 51 then.
Because he's at that age, right, where he can start bragging about it.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is, and I've given up on the guessing age.
I will
age
tell you, yet. Jay, that I, years ago, thought he was like 67. And he was like, I'm 75.
Wow.
Or 74, whatever it was. And
you're
I was like,
look it.
What?
I know.
I was just wondering if it was a milestone, if it was like an 80.
I don't know.
If he is, he sure doesn't look it.
No, he does not. Absolutely not.
Woo, okay, guys. Yeah. Well, I need a remedy for my belly ache.
Soda water.
Soda water. Good one.
Well,
saltine crackers.
Yeah.
I will be trying all that here
seven
in a
up.
Moment.
Seven up.
That's right.
Although I was told in the hospital by a gentleman who grew up in Minnesota.
Yeah, there.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, Detroit.
Saginaw.
That's a little different.
Grew up in Detroit. And I said, because he brought me some soda crackers. I was like, yeah, that would be great, man. Anything.
Was this
help.
An employee or just a gentleman at the
he
hospital?
He was the nurse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
he was a gentleman.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
And so he brought them to me, and I was eating them, and I was like, man, it's so hard not to just think of every time you touch a soda cracker to think about being sick. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's three things for me. As soon as I see a soda cracker, I want... Verner's?
I've heard
Verner's?
Of
Verner's?
I don't know what that is.
Ginger ale?
Ginger ale. Okay, ginger ale. Yeah, that makes sense.
Verner's ginger ale?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like that, Bruce?
Not a ginger ale guy?
Not really, no.
No wonder you have a tummy ache all the time.
He wants that Verner's ginger ale and the price is right. And I was like, yes, 100%. That is the recipe for getting better, for sure.
There you go, yeah.
Now, I had... ginger ale, little can of ginger ale, and the crackers. I did not get prices right.
Ah, dang it.
So it took a little longer to recover. I didn't get to play any pricing games.
Steve, was there always a, since you're the youth of the show, is there any television shows that you remember from when you were sick? You'd stay home from school and you'd always watch the same shows. And, you know, our generation was The Price is Right. I don't know if it's still that way. Is it?
It was for me.
It was? Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. There.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, good job, TV networks, for keeping those on. We're all sick kids everywhere.
Yeah. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, wow. Jeez. Mine was spoiled.
Mine was the Bob Cummins show.
Really? I don't know that one. Is that a local or national show? Do we know?
National. No, I believe
really?
It was national.
The Bob Cummins show.
Man. Yeah. Mine was, if you're too sick to stay home from school, you're too sick to watch TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God bless your parents. I love that.
Terrible.
We didn't have TV.
You didn't have, Bruce, you didn't have a TV. You could listen to the radio.
Yeah. Brewster, today is the day to celebrate you, buddy. And I don't know if
what did I do?
I can get you to agree to do it, but I'd like to have producer Steve come in with his camera and take a picture of you as we celebrate Bald is Beautiful Day.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You are the only bald member of the show right now.
I would be. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how you said right
Monty,
now.
Monty's closer than he likes to admit.
Are you, Monty? Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
I don't really care.
You got plenty of hair going on up there. Yeah, he's got. Yeah, he's
receding. Yeah.
It is receding, but I really don't care.
And I just got a text.
Yes.
For Kevin's bellyache.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we got?
Don Williams. You remember Don Williams, the famous country singer?
I do, yeah.
You put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up. It's how you relieve a bellyache.
Okay.
Remember that one? Uh-huh. You put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up.
How'd you get his number? Or how'd he get your number?
Yeah. In heaven, they have all the numbers.
Yeah.
Duh.
Plus, we went to school together.
You and Don Williams.
Is that right?
It is
Don Williams, for sure.
No,
for real.
Yeah, more than one person can have the same
for
name.
Real.
That's true.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, could we get a picture of your beautiful bald head? Or is it not, do you think it's not in, it's not photo worthy today?
I just had a haircut, so yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh,
so it looks good.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and shiny.
Do you have to pay the full price? It seemed rude, but I didn't mean it that way.
I've had the same barber for 46 years.
No way.
47 years.
Oh, wow.
Is your tip diminishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, still didn't
call his wife. She used to cut my hair, too.
There you go. I see what we did there. I get what you're doing. I was impressed for a moment, and I realized,
for a moment.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Well, Bruce, if we could get a beautiful picture of your bald head,
yes,
I think
could.
It would really inspire America.
I'm sure it would.
Wow. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, the text bubble, I get it. That's definitely a different feel. Yeah. That's also from people you know.
About 100%.
For the most
part. Right. Yeah.
Or that you've opted into.
Yeah.
That you opted into.
Well, I get the multi-factor.
Yeah, I'm going to say, there's a lot that
MFA is a pain in the butt.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. You know that. You guys, you have that, Warren?
FFA?
No.
Yes, Future Farmers of America.
I was in that.
Yeah,
yeah, I was too.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, what do you got for us?
Let's jump in the little time machine and go back.
Time
machine. To 1960.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
1960, and I will tell you, this is a day that really wrecked it for us, Jay.
Uh-oh.
Maybe not as much for you other guys. Oh, Heskey, Steve Heskey.
Heskey.
Could be making a killing right now.
Oh, no. What?
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission, also known as the FCC, made payola illegal.
Oh, darn.
Payola, plugola became illegal. If you don't know what that is basically where we say the name of a business, or we just a big thanks to my friends at such and such.
Right.
What a great new Toyota truck they have.
Or whatever.
And
the case
you're
might be.
Driving a Toyota truck.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, this used to go on in radio like crazy.
Yeah, well, the 60s, they just did, or I guess it would be before that. So the 50s technically would be, you know, it was all about that stuff.
Yeah. And then they banned it, but yet everybody did. Some sort of whatever they called radio trade, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys used to do a spoof on that once in a while.
Yeah. That's a different one, but that's where people would sell or buy or trade their I have a used car and I'll trade it for a rake or whatever it was. Oh,
trade in radio was basically like, hey, the general manager needs tires for his car.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, go get tires. He goes and gets them, and then next thing you know, we're sure talking about a tire place an awful lot.
That happened a lot. I know, one of the general managers of the radio station, and I don't want to say Jack Lutescher's name, so I won't say it on the air.
Right, no.
But he had, like, a nice riding lawnmower, and he had, a new pickup, and he had... I want to say carpeting was the other. Oh, and then a brand new central air conditioner. And we did a lot of commercials for that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Tons of commercials on that radio station.
Uh-huh. See, but the problem is when you're not, radio is way more corporate now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so or a business in general. And
wait,
it's
are you
just
saying
like,
that Jack was not a corporate guy? I mean, he would take his toupee, pull it over his eyes, and nap on the couch hungover most days of the week. You're saying that's not corporate-like?
I feel like he's...
That's weird.
He's on his way to be at the top.
Yeah. You better be.
Yeah.
Well, the toupee is at the top.
Yeah, the toupee was at the top. I mean, it looked pretty real until he pulled it over his eyes to sleep under it, you know?
Is that for
different
real?
World. That I mean, it was probably a good thing they put an end to it, but
yeah, it was a little
some
crazy.
Days it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Like when we're just sitting here on a Friday and we went milkshakes.
Yeah, right. There is that.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that would have been neat.
Okay, well, let's keep going back in history. Do we want to go older or younger?
I wouldn't mind going younger for a minute or 10.
Ooh, younger, okay.
Unless it's boring, then I'll go older.
Well, no. I mean, I don't do boring stuff.
Okay, my bad.
There is that.
My bad.
What are you thinking there?
Yeah, we there.
what are you thinking there?
CMT in 1996 was allowed... to resume broadcasting in Canada after they had been shut down over a broadcasting rights dispute.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what that was, but they got shut down in Canada, and then they got it all worked out, and then they were back on the air this day, 1996, in Canada.
Remember when they used to only play music videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Sure do.
Yeah, now it's like, I don't know. I think they just do the countdown, right? Is that the only time they ever do it?
You can at least still see a music video in there, like MTV. You'll never see a music video.
Right. Like, I'm looking at CMT's lineup. Roseanne.
Oh, jeez.
King of Queens. What else they got? Mom. Reba. And there's like four or five episodes of each as you go. Golden Girls. It's around. Why do they put the Golden Girls on at 9 o'clock? That should be like on at 4.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like that. You're missing your audience, bud. Yeah.
How about the Dukes? Are they on there?
They
Dukes?
Are not today, Warren, but Dukes I will look on their... Saturday for you. More Golden Girls. Then they have the music video show. Then they have Coming to America, Tommy Boy, Look Who's Talking. What a lineup, guys.
Yeah.
No joke. Man. I guess I'll turn it to CMT today.
I know what I'm doing. That's not till tomorrow, Kevin. Sorry to get your hopes up.
That's what I meant. I'll turn it to CMT tomorrow. Also, 1944, Bruce. Here you go. This is a
I'm ready. Let's go. You graduated from high school that year.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Do you know the name Peter Cetera?
Yeah, I know the name, but I have.
Isn't he a singer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was born.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
What group was he in, Steve? If he doesn't know this, I'm going to go in there.
I know. You should, Jay.
Isn't it Chicago?
Yay!
It is Chicago, your hometown.
I mean, you're from that area. You better know who Peter Cetera is, for crying out loud.
He went out on his own. Had a great...
Yeah, I mean...
Solo. Peter Cetera was the guy that, for me... And I don't know if any of you guys have that thing where you were when you were a kid, because Chicago was like from the late 60s till the mid 80s. And then Peter Cetera went out on his own. But I loved some of the Chicago stuff. And it was the first person's voice that I ever fell totally in love with. I was like, this guy's voice is so awesome. And I
want you here with me. It's a little off there.
And it seemed like that was lagging.
Cassette tape's dragging a little bit.
I thought I had a headache.
Seriously, the cassette tape. It's exactly it. You're driving down the road. And
just before you went.
Yeah, and you're yelling at it. Don't eat the tape. Yeah,
no, exactly. Eat the tape.
Dang it.
Honey, grab the pencil.
That felt all too real, man.
That was crazy.
Because I think about myself driving around in the Mustang listening to Chicago on a cassette tape. And so then you hear that, it was just like, oh, panic, panic.
You're like, oh, do I eject it or not? You remember what you would do? You'd put your finger in the player to try to hold it against the head of the cassette.
Yeah.
You'd do that? Sure. You'd put your finger in there, and it would like hold it steady, and it wouldn't wobble like that.
Well, or
you know what we're talking about, Steve, right? From the 60s?
You'd pop it out, baby. Push it back in.
Absolutely.
The spring was a little off.
Do any of you Friday boys have a voice that you first fell in love with from a singer?
Yeah.
Where you were just like... Peter Cetera will always stick with me because it was like the first guy that I was like, pretty amazing.
I actually do.
Okay.
Dean Martin.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, he was so popular on TV back in those days when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. You like the crooner. I could see
that.
The crooner, you kind of like that now, yeah. What do you got, Bruce? Anybody?
The Beach Boys.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, the harmony, so good.
Yeah. Monty?
That's a good one.
I probably Elton John. I mean, he's just so smooth.
Pretty good,
so smooth, or maybe Freddie Mercury.
Right, yeah, Queen, yeah. Queen. What do you got, Steve?
What do I got?
Oh, my gosh. What are you
music
doing
meant
there?
Nothing to his life.
Can you take shots for it and get rid of it?
Absolutely. I didn't know you guys were talking to me.
Let's see. How about...
Menudo?
Menudo.
Let's see. You would have been a high schooler in what year?
2005
to 2009. Who had just like the great voice on the radio back then?
I mean, I was like, at that time, I was like into Maroon 5.
I was going to say.
Okay.
The two guys that I thought of were Adam Levine and Bruno Mars.
I'd say that's fair. Yeah.
What about Merle Haggard?
Mine would have been the Eagles, probably.
The Eagles.
Oh, yes.
Hard argument.
They're not bad either.
Yeah, they're decent. Maroon 5, that seems good. I was in high school in 2005. What?
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
More fun to do the underwear on the head thing.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for underwear.
Everybody bring their own, clearly.
Kevin James.
Not just going to be handing out underwear at the door. Here's your underwear.
Well,
put it on your head.
Clean, if it's new.
I only have one pair.
Yeah, but...
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hey, Phyllis.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Very, very good.
I got it. She sounds smart. Oh, no.
They're already waving the white flag, Phyllis.
Oh,
I'm telling
you.
Good news.
Yeah, that's right. Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Playing for a $25 gift card from Indaba Coffee Roasters.
All right.
Big plans for the weekend, Phyllis, or how are we looking?
I'm not sure yet. Not sure. Hoping for a good weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'll be honest, Jay, when you said Phyllis, I thought you said fellas. I'm like, is it our turn?
Oh, fellas. You thought I said fellas. That's funny. Yeah. Well, you fellas can leave.
No, okay. We're leaving, Jay.
Really, Phyllis right now? And I just thought I'd stay here and kind of learn
cheat
stuff.
Yeah.
Cheat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he never.
Yeah. Get out, Warren.
Dong it.
All right. Well, they're out of
Phyllis,
here.
Phyllis, are you a working individual?
I am not.
That's an interesting phrase.
Well, yeah. I didn't know. Sometimes you don't want to say, are you, you know, retired?
Sure.
Let's call it retired.
Okay. Well, yeah,
retired, she is. Okay, so she gets to sit around and read books and actually get smart.
Yeah, well, maybe she already...
I love reading books.
Yeah, what's the last one you read, or do you remember?
Believe it or not, it was called A Man of His Word.
A Man of His Word. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. I remember reading
book.
That. I remember reading that. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I couldn't lie about A Man of His Word. That seems, you know, like one of those
That's
you just can't
right.
do that. You can get in trouble for it.
Jay was called very smart yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yeah. Yeah. The man was delusional, obviously. All right. Let's see how we do here.
Again, to the best of us.
Yeah, exactly. The category is 13, Phyllis. So pass if you get stuck. We'll give you 60 seconds for these seven questions.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Johnny Cash has a song called 13. Who played June Carter Cash in the 2000 movie Walk the Line?
Oh, wow.
Pass.
There is another Friday the 13th this year. What month will that take place in?
This month, September.
What actress who was married to Ben Affleck stars in the movie 13 Going on 30?
Jennifer Garner.
Angela somebody.
Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
What decade did the movie Friday the 13th come out?
Boy, I'm bad at this. let's go. I don't know. Was 2000?
13 is a prime number. Going in numerical order,
on that,
what would be the next prime number after 13?
14.
Who is the famous director that was on the Andy Griffith Show and Happy Days that directed Apollo 13?
I do not know. Pass.
Name one of the top
30.
Yep, that's right, Kevin. Ron Howard, you're correct. Yep.
Ronnie Howard.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Little Opie Cunningham.
Oh, man, yeah.
Hey, fellas!
No, ooh, Richie Cunningham.
Rob.
Opie Taylor.
Opie Cunningham.
I mixed them up. But she's going to get a point for that one.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on, fellas. Hold on for a second. We can see how
for some
these...
weird reason, I feel like they might do okay.
No. No, that's wrong.
You don't think so?
No, that's wrong, Kevin.
Why, you don't have confidence in them?
No.
No.
No, I don't know.
Come on, Jay.
No,
they're smart.
Who's first?
Who is?
It's debatable.
Warren?
I think I am.
Well, prepare to pass, my friend.
Oh, good night, nurse.
I think he'll get this first one.
And I haven't played all week, so I might just give them hints to see if I can help out.
Yeah. Well, as long as your hints are right.
You already heard them.
Yeah.
You already heard the questions.
He did. Yes, that's correct.
That's not fair, then.
Yeah. Warren, your first, Monty, your second, Bruce, your third answer, only your own question. Yes, we'll go round and round, and where it stops, no one knows. Pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
Johnny Cash has a song called 13. Who played June Carter Cash in the 2005 movie Walk the Line?
She's blonde. She's really pretty. Can I pass and come back?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That's the deal.
There's another Friday the 13th in 2024. What month will that take place in?
February.
What actress who was married to Ben Affleck stars in the movie 13 Going on 30?
Yeah, I'd probably pass on this
one. Yeah, there you go.
What decade did the movie Friday the 13th come out?
It came out, what? What was the question?
Decade.
Oh, that was in the 80s.
13 is a prime number. Going in numerical order, what would be the next prime number?
17.
Who is the famous director that was on the Andy Griffith Show and Happy Days that directed Apollo 13?
Oh, I know him. Ron Howard.
Hey! Name one of the top 13 most followed Instagram accounts.
Most, what is, hey, can I have the question one more time?
No.
Yep. Billy Bob Joe Job.
No.
Frank
no.
Bill.
Billy Bob Joe Job?
I think that's
how
wrong.
Many followers do you think he has?
7.
Just say one of the most famous people you can think of, Warren.
I'm just going to say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift would have been a good guess, I think.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Okay, so Taylor Swift.
he was mumbling there, yes. He was,
you can't think of anyone famous, huh, Warren?
Kevin James!
Yeah, that would have been a good guess. Good guess. Great guess, yeah.
He's an actor.
Have you thought of her name yet?
Reese Witherspoon.
Wow.
It just all of a sudden came to me.
That was good. That was good.
All right, let's hear how bad we did.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash had a song called 13, who played June Carter Cash in the 2005 movie Walk the Line. Reese Witherspoon, yes. Yeah,
just after the music ended.
Just after.
Yes. But you know what? You got there. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. You're
good.
Who played Johnny Cash?
That was, I just watched that when we were on the ship.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
In the movie theater?
No, on TV. In our room.
Did you go to any of the movies in the movie theater?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're kind of fun. Did you get free popcorn and stuff?
Yeah, popcorn, ice cream cones.
Yeah, that I like the way they do that.
Plural.
Mm-hmm.
Cones.
Joaquin Phoenix, maybe?
Yes, that's who it was.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Nice. There's another Friday in the Friday the 13th in 2024. What month will that take place in?
Phyllis went with the month we're in because there is one. I think he was looking for a different one. Monty said February.
Yeah, I was looking for December.
Which, of course, has already happened.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah, it's on the way, I think is what he's looking for.
Yeah.
December, you said?
Yeah, December.
No points, guys. We're still at 0-0s.
What?
Okay. Still zeros across the board. No worries.
What actress
you're still in it, Phyllis.
That's right. What actress who was married to Ben Affleck stars in the movie 13 Going on 30?
Phyllis said Jennifer Garner, Her voice sounded different when she said it.
Oh.
But she said Jennifer Garner.
But she got it.
Yeah. And then
isn't that what I said?
You passed.
You passed. Oh.
Isn't that what I said?
Isn't that what I said? It was a great bluff, though. I mean, literally for a second, I thought, what? No.
Did he?
Almost got us.
1-0 for Vegas. Phyllis. Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
What decade did the movie Friday the 13th come out in?
I think Phyllis said the 2000s and what'd you say, the 80s?
80s.
One? Yeah.
I was looking for the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. So we're back up to 1-1.
It's tied, guys. It's 1-1. What a game, though, man.
Oh, yeah. 13 is a prime number going in numerical order. What would be the next prime number?
I think Phyllis misunderstood the question. She thought she just said 14. You know, she's like, that's the next number. Monty went with 17, which, if I'm not mistaken, could be right.
It is right.
Wow. Yeah, very
nicely
good.
Done.
Just like that, the show goes ahead 2-1. What a deal.
What a deal that is.
Yeah.
Who is the famous director that was on the Andy Griffith Show?
Oh, Happy little Ronnie Opie Howard all the way across the board. Everybody gets a point. Yeah. 3-2.
Don Knotts. Okay, never mind.
You need to shush now. I know. Now's your time to be quiet. Shush, okay, it's quiet time, Warren.
Okay.
Name one of the top 13 most followed Instagram accounts.
Phyllis didn't get to that. Billy Bob, Joe Bob, I just double checked, is not in the top 13.
Gone it
just on the outside looking in, ever since the incident. So, yeah, no on that. I would have thought you could have named any of the Kardashians. Probably would have been in there.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, do you want me to name them all real quick?
Not particularly.
I don't even know about just the top five.
I didn't even understand the question.
Well, how many soccer players are in there, Steve?
Two in the top three.
Ronaldo and Messi.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And then who else?
Instagram is number one.
Oh, yeah, its own account doesn't count.
Yeah, and then Selena Gomez, Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
How do you know that stuff?
Did Taylor Swift make it in the top 13?
She did not make it in the top 13.
Oh, wow. Well, sad. Well,
Selena Gomez. I like her.
Yeah, neat. Thanks. sure. 3-2 in favor of the Friday show, believe it or not. Phyllis, I know
she's pretty.
They actually.
She is pretty.
Kevin, stop it. God dang it. Thanks, Grandpa. Phyllis, can you pick a number between 1 and 400 million, please? And we'll see if we can't get you that if you get back through. What number would you like to be?
361.
Hey, that's the spirit.
What? Happy Friday to you, Steve.
Come on, man.
Phyllis, you're the best. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Caller 361 gets a $25 gift certificate.
Steve is visibly upset.
Indaba Coffee Roasters. I'd start now.
All right, how about 7? We'll do 7. I'm doing 7, buddy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I am an English children's book writer.
Enid Blyton.
That is correct.
Enid Blyton.
Very good, Jay. Very nice.
Is it really?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
It's the only English children's book author I know.
Yeah, but how did you know that?
Enid Blyton.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. I should have known.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin show stat of the day.
I don't know how you don't know Enid Blyton, but anyway.
I know.
Stat of the day time, Kevin.
1 in 5 men say they have this going on in their life right now.
Right now? 1 in 5?
Yep.
They have a headache.
Ooh, headache.
Open for interpretation.
1 in 5.
Yeah.
They have a hangnail.
I don't like those, Warren. I was getting them a lot, and now I got them all trimmed up.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Want more tools.
1 in 5.
Oh, that's more like 4 in 5.
Yeah, that's definitely wrong. Injury?
Monty, I will tell you, your tool is the first thing that is kind of close to where the answer is going to be. Because what they say is, 1 in 5 men claim that they are saving up for something they want to buy. That their wife, spouse, kids, that nobody knows about.
Nobody knows about. A secret.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's got to be, you know, some huge item, but
even
if you're just, you know, saving a few
bucks
here.
Your wife doesn't know about. Wow.
A few bucks here, there. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to tell her.
Sure, yeah, right.
Right, but it just does mean at this moment, you haven't shared your plans of why you're stuffing $200 away to go buy your favorite new tool.
Got it, yeah. Are you in that group, Monty?
No, not as far as the secrecy goes.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'm saving up for certain things.
You save up, but your wife's well aware of it. Yeah. Warren? saving up something and your wife doesn't know about it?
Wonder if she's listening. Interior for my car.
Oh, yeah, well, now she knows. Yeah.
Don't say anything, okay?
All right, secret safe with us.
Yeah, thanks. She actually knows it.
Well, there you go. Bruce, coffee can full of money you're trying to save up for something?
Yeah, I got to get me another gun.
Okay, well, there you go.
We can talk later.
Okay, well, she knows now probably, but yeah, that's the beauty of the radio.
That's right.
Yeah. Mine would be a no, yeah. I mean,
no.
Yeah. I'm always saving up money for something, but whatever it ends up being.
Retirement?
Yeah, I just have a plan for it. Yeah. If I did, she'd know.
Yep.
Yeah.
That bracelet for your wife, though, that's what you're saving up for.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Could be that one, too, Steve. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Where you're saving something and you haven't told anybody because, well, it's a gift.
It's a surprise,
See, and it's a bracelet for your wife, but the code word is new pickup.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bracelet is code word for pickup. I like that now.
Yeah.
Now we're talking, Warren. Thank you, sir.
I met a very nice couple who, you know, very well off. They are wealthy people, if
okay.
you will.
Okay, yeah.
And they were talking about how they have a few bank accounts. And she was saying that we have a bank account called our ski account. Like, it's just titled Ski.
Sure.
And
this sounds legal.
Is it Tereski?
You wish.
There's nothing wrong. These are our friends, Paul and Martha.
Steve. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You met them. Good people.
Oh, yeah, they are. Okay.
Anyways, they had a ski account, and there's quite a bit of money in there. And she said, yeah, the one lady at the bank, we go there a lot, and she was like, man, you guys sure like to spend a lot on skiing, don't you? And she goes, well, no, we don't even ski. That stands for spending the kids' inheritance.
Oh, I like it. Perfect.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Getting on my app right now, opening up a ski account immediately. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that.